Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We're going to take a trip to a scary place. It's called Scott Harris's Whiteboard. So in today's Free Press, the reminder is going to be, we can't judge what the Tigers say. We got to judge what they do. But in real time, yeah, what they're saying, it's a bummer. It's awful. Here's today's piece. Now, this is following yesterday where Evan Petzold wrote the piece. They're not interested in long-term pitchers. So, one-year guy, right? We're going to go to the DVD bin again. They don't want to do any long-term on any bats. If you had, we don't want to block the kids on your bingo card. We got that from Scott Harris. And today, I think this is something where, again, I will tell you my displeasure, but I'm not going to kick and scream and go nuts because I got to wait and see if this is true. But the Detroit Tigers have a plan for the shortstop position, and the plan features Javi Baez. If all goes as planned, Baez and Trey Sweeney are going to share the shortstop position in a platoon in 2025. Quote, it makes sense on a whiteboard. President of Baseball Ops Scott Harris said at the GM meetings. We'll see how they perform and how they respond, but first, just get Javi healthy to see if it's even a possibility. I feel better about the position than I did as recently as 5 months ago. And they just go on to talk about it, and he goes, look, here's what Harris said. Now, again, before the hip surgery, Baez hit 184. Our hope is he's moving better, and as a result, cleaning up of the hip. When he's moving better, he tends to clean up a lot of the swing stuff. Really? Baez is owed $73 million over the final 3 years of his deal. For years, the Tigers have been trying to fix Baez. His offense is the problem. Quote, if he comes back and he can rotate the way he did, certainly in Chicago, which is like 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago, there is a role for him on this team. We're focused on trying to get him healthy and then seeing the greater ability to rotate will do to his swing. We have every expectation he'll be able to help us. The best version of Javi Baez helps this team. Okay, so no yelling, no screaming. It doesn't serve a purpose today. I'm asking you guys, the paying customer. I'm asking you guys, the people that so desperately want this team to end a 40-year streak of not winning the World Series. What is your response to all this? Respond to what they're telling you. Now, again, what they end up doing may be different. Like if I made a deal with the devil and I said, hey, all right, they're not going to buy out Baez, which Petzold says in plain language. They're not buying him out. But if you lived with a platoon of Javi and Sweeney at short, but what if all of a sudden Alex Bregman descended from the clouds? It's a different tenor. I'll never be happy with Harvey on this team. But when they're out here telling you we're not signing a pitcher to a long-term deal, they're not going to go past 3 or 4 years of term for a bat. Well, that eliminates you from getting any bat anyone really cares about. And now you hear, straight up, not buying out Baez. This is a team that made the playoffs. And I know it was inexplicable and voodoo and magic. And bottom line, they made it. Mm-hmm. And some of it was very believable, right? I mean, Rico, they have the AL Cy Young Award winner at the top of the rotation. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing that came out. non-competitive offer to Scooble. So when we start stacking these on our whiteboard, how could the reaction be anything other than they're running like a small market team?
Yeah, it's a deep sigh of disbelief. When you see everything stacked all up, you're just like, really? No, not you, but that was my reaction. When you look at it on a whiteboard, to me, what you see is an organization that is telling you, I know what we gave you last year at the end of the year. Don't expect that again. Lower your expectations. I know you want us to go all in. We're not. We're not ready for that yet. We have a plan. We just exceeded that plan too soon, prematurely, but let's just go back to the way we want to do things. That's what that tells me. Don't expect anything major to happen. Let's not block the kids. We're still going to go,
but in a year,
business as usual.
In a year, you're going to roll out premium seating.
Yes. Makes no sense.
248-539-9797. And again, I want to say this for the people in the back. I'm not asking them to increase the payroll by $100 million in one season. I'm not asking that. But if league average is sitting there at about 170 and you're at 80, can we just bridge the gap? You know what I don't want to read about? Non-competitive offers to Scooble. You know what I don't want to read about? We can fix Javi. We're not buying him out. You know what I don't want to read about? One-year arms are what they're interested in. What are we doing here? I mean, it is very difficult because, guys, look, if you want your team to run this way, I'm not mad at you. We just don't see the world the same way. I just, the last 30 years, I think that's a pretty good sample size. One team has outsmarted the system. One. The 04 Marlins. The other 29 years, every team had a payroll 14 or higher. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to tell you, the listener. But again, I am trying to show personal growth. I want to melt down. I don't respect this style of baseball. I don't like it. I told you guys that during the Magic. Enjoy this. This ain't sustainable. This isn't how you win in this sport. Oh, but the A's, went past the ALDS once? Never won a thing. Like, if you want to have a poster of Billy Bean above your bed, that's your business. That's just not, in a sport that is capless, I don't respect those who don't spend. Mm-hmm. So, show me. I don't want to hear you talk it, walk it. So, I'll wait and see. But I will tell you, if Javi Baez trots out of that dugout on opening day, it's an if. But if he does, I would take that. That's a personal affront to the fans. How can you ask us for our money? You're playing a guy who hurts this team because you're too cheap to buy him out. That's what this messaging says.
Loud and clear.
Now, Rigo, he left himself an out. And I'm leaving myself an out. If this is true, if this happens. But man, can you imagine opening day if Javi Baez in that lineup?
Oh, no, it's a repackaging of Javi. He went away. He had the surgery. He's going to be back. We're going to platoon him. You're going to love it. Trust me. You like what we did at third base last year? Wait till you see what we do.
I want to ask you a question. And if you want time to think about it, you're welcome to it. But I want to ask you this question.
Okay.
Did making the playoffs hurt us? Did making the playoffs get them high on their own supply?
No. Who is us? Let's define that. The fans?
Hurt us in that the Tigers think they can do this. Like, we can be cheap. We can play small market ball. We'll show you. I'm asking. I don't know that.
Harris basically said it, though. If our young guys just get a little bit better, I'm not saying it to be funny. I think you can just get high on your own supply that way.
See, I think making the playoffs, it hurt them because they didn't need the team to be this good. Because it hurt them because you raised fans' expectations too soon. And now you're like, oh, shoot.
Oh, my God, I have to do my job? Wow.
Run this back. How can we make this seem like, guys, I know we had fun last year, but we're going to stick to the plan. You can't do that anymore because fans experience success. Rico, they loved
plan,
it.
The plan never made sense because the plan pre-miracle was geared towards, what do we talk about? Well, guess we're waiting for Clark and McGonagall and Bergeno or whatever his name is. That's not a plan.
Right.
That's a kicking of the can.
Right. But now people showed up to park. They were selling out the place. I mean, we're downtown so doing shows.
Work with me. So if they spend something, they get a player in here or two that you can put on the season tickets. That'll get $3 million through the gate.
Yes.
You make money, you spend it to make it.
Yes. But it will require you to actually
try
advance your process. I think they had a process and they wanted to go step by step. Okay. What you did last year, it hurt the team because they weren't ready for that. This team wasn't supposed to do that. They defied all logic.
But they did, and you up. Look, it's running a business, okay? You can scale up, scale down, and your quarterlies are going to dictate some of those things. Okay, you had a wonderful quarterly, a wonderful year end. I cannot imagine Baez trotting out of that dugout. Go ahead, Kenny. What?
I was just thinking, or do they think they can do both, shake both hands, wait for the Max Clarks and the McGonagalls to come up while these young guys right now that are in the lineup continue to hopefully get better in their eyes and they can win now while waiting for the young guys to keep coming up?
Oh, that's smartest guy in the room stuff.
I agree, and I don't like that idea, but I think that could be on the table. Might be, looks like, possibly, not saying it is.
Right, but here's an idea, right? Like, if you're sitting there and you're telling me that you're going to give 600 at-bats to Young and McKinstry and, you know, some Frankenstein at third base, that's dishonest. If you're going to have Baez, Sweeney at short, that's not credible. I mean, for God's sakes, guys, there is a way to bridge this where if your biggest problem in your life is I have a really good prospect at third, but I have an all-star third baseman. Oh, no. Tell your friends. They'll all feel bad for you. Like, what? I don't understand this. I mean, even if Harris is thinking that, why say that?
I just have the bad feeling that we're going to hear the word blocked quite a bit this season.
We already did. It was on your bingo card yesterday in the free press.
And I hope it stays on your bingo card because you're going to be putting B29 down quite a bit.
Just once again, they're not showing any sign. See, this is my one problem. Everybody in this town wants to defend the owner. And go, oh, no, he'll spend. You're mean. Show me some evidence of it. So now again, I will stand and applaud when they do. But so far, here's what we got. Non-competitive offer to Skubal, Baez on the whiteboard.
And 1-year contracts is what we're looking for.
Tell me again they're willing to do it. When the core is set, we'll spend. I got great support from ownership. Is the core not here? Hmm. Like you don't get to shine your chandelier about the miracle, and then 10 minutes later be like, well, you know, core's not ready. So which is it? All right, talk to me, people. I need counseling. 248-539-9797.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All All right, straight to the people. We go to Scott in Farmington Hills. He's leading off in the 5 o'clock. Hello, Scotty.
Hey, Mike. All right, listen, guys. You don't have to rant and rave and get angry because I will. If they're not serious, and I'll say this with the if that you had, right? If they're not serious about winning or playing a brand of baseball that is a winning brand of baseball, not just here's some magic beans, Chris and my, guys, then I'm not interested in paying for it, and neither should anybody else.
Agreed.
And I think that this goes. I think this even goes even further than you know. You'll call me crazy, but. You know, remember when we were out there, you know, go get Pudge. Go buy Hot and Ready's. Guys, we're not buying anything. Don't go buy Hot and Ready's. Don't go buy anything to do with the Illiches. Because I don't think that they're serious about winning in this town.
I mean, look, Scott, I don't ever begrudge people who are go, look, I'm not going to give them my money if they're not going to give me what I want. They're an entertainment product. It's no different than being a movie studio. If you don't make entertaining movies, I'm not paying to watch them. I'm not mad at you for it.
I mean, I used to be a season ticket holder. I wasn't for a little bit of time for multitude of reasons. They got good, got hot, and I said, you know what, we're going to go to the playoff games. And I called I got a litany of calls from their ticket reps because they were finally able to sell something. And they said the only way that you'll get season or playoff tickets was if you bought season tickets. And I said, I'm not buying season tickets. You got to show me. And I found the way around it, buying season single game tickets. But I'm still getting phone calls every day and emails, you know, get ready for the season. You know, we're not probably not going to raise our tickets.
Now, if you got that phone call after reading the newspaper or listening to your favorite radio show that they had signed Alex Bregman and Corbin Burns, would your attitude be a little different?
Take my money is probably what he'd say.
I'd have a 27-game package ready to go.
Weird.
It's not even a question. But they're not serious about putting people through the turnstiles, and I'm not serious about if they're not serious about that, then I'm not serious about giving them my money. You know, I could go down and get a ticket for $5 on a Tuesday night if I really wanted to go and enjoy the night out there. I don't
and Scott,
have to give
Scott,
them
here's the reality, money. And you're not wrong in any way, shape, or form. The reality is they might be serious about winning, but it's in a way that none of us find exciting, interesting, or palatable. It's just we do not exist in Oakland. This is not Cincinnati. This is not Tampa, where the roof just blew off our stadium. This is Detroit. And while we can't be LA or New York, payroll-wise, we sure as hell have to be better than what we are. And when people go, oh my God, why are you so focused on the payroll? Are they supposed to just burn their money? No. I have a glaring hole at third base. I have a glaring hole at shortstop. I have a glaring hole at first. I have a glaring, desperate need for a high-end right-handed bat. I have a need to put someone with Skubal to take the pressure off of Job and Olsen, to have a legitimate number one on most teams, but he'd be a number two on mine arm. These are needs. These are needs that can be addressed if you're willing to pay to freight. I'm tired in this town of being vilified for wanting to operate commiserate with the type of town we are. This is a damn good sports town. Act like it.
It is. The fans show you more. You win, they're there.
Javi Baez on the whiteboard. Look, he's leaving himself out. I hope it's not true, but hope is not a strategy. If Javi's out of that dugout, you're telling me you're not a serious. You're just not serious people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, I'm doing pretty good. The Javi thing is just killing me, though. How can this organization even bring up his name? He's going to have this hip surgery, and he's going to come back, and that's going to fix all his hitting problems. I don't watch a lot of baseball. I've seen enough Javi Baez at-bats to tell you that it has nothing to do with his swing. It's his eyes. The guy can't tell the difference between a ball and strike. Plain and simple.
Well, and what's happening to him happens to a lot of players as they age, that if you're a free swinger at age 23, 24, yeah, as you age, as the league is caught up to you, yeah, it falls apart, and it's fallen apart. I mean, again, Steve, when he got hurt, come on, man. He was on pace to have the worst OPS in the modern history of the game. It's just, even if Scott Harris can't say what's really on his mind, you don't say this. You agree with me on that? Like, my God, just don't do that. Don't say this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just disappointing. I mean, just leave his name out of it.
Yeah, and it's going to be more. And again, when, and Scott Harris played the card in the article of, well, you know, shortstops are scarce. Right, that's why Willie Adames is probably going to get the better part of $200 million. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to get this guy, the H-E-double-L hell, out of town.
Right.
And
right.
The fact is, if Evan Petzold can put in writing they are not buying him out, I don't think he's reaching for the clouds. They're openly telling you we won't write that check. That's what they're telling you. There is no justification for saying he can help us at this salary. Get him off the roster. Otherwise, AJ's managing a 25-man roster instead of 26.
Yeah, because at that point, okay, so what does he do well? Justify keeping him on the
roster.
Scott
Harris believes this ball club is set up for Javi to help them because he's a right-handed bat, and they need that. Can you believe that? So if what Scott Harris was saying is true, Javi would be tradable. One problem. He's not. The general consensus of Javi from the rest of Earth is this.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's seen him. The memes of him swinging, getting struck out by Sister Jean. Yes.
Go to John, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How's it going tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
A couple quick points. I think that making the playoffs last year might have been the worst thing, like Rico said, because it sped up the fans' timeline, but it pushed back Harrison Ilitch's timeline. Because now they can rerun it with the same crew with some cheap upgrades until the Max Clarks and the rest of the guys can come up and contribute.
Can I ask a question, though, John? And I'm being sincere. Yeah. Why do we act as if, first of all, why do we act as if we know Max Clarke's going to be any good? Do I need to start the list of failed prospects, elite ones? But here's number two. Why do we act that anything we're doing today in any way alters his timeline or blocks him? I'm talking about guys like Alex Bregman or Christian Walker. I'm talking about, hey, go and get a legitimate arm to go with Scooble. None of these things have anything to do with Max Clarke.
Mike, I totally agree with you because if you remember, I'm going to bring up the John Smoltz trade. Oh, you traded a Hall of Famer. No, we didn't. We traded a guy that was in low A ball that we didn't know was going to be a Hall of Famer. My other point, Mike, real quick, is if you take what Juan Soto wants, which is $60 million a year, and you can sign him for 10 years, you give Scooble the $42 that he's requesting, you still are under the payroll of the median of the league. You're at payroll. 151 is the average.
And I understand your point, but let me, and I want to be clear about this. First of all, I think it would take more than that to get him to Detroit. And two, I don't think that's advisable. I don't. I love Juan Soto. Clearly, he plays for my team, or at least he did. The point is, I don't think that's advisable. I'd much rather take the $60 million and go get three ball players.
Yeah.
And not commit what could be. Did you see Toronto might offer him 15 years?
Yeah.
You can have that. I don't need that.
You've already experienced that here. It's called Miggy.
And again, Juan Soto's a really good baseball player, but he doesn't run. He's not a great fielder. He's a superb hitter. Power, contact, walks, superb. But let's not act like he's Mike Trout in his prime, where you might, barring injuries, you could have said, all right, well, sign that guy for 12 years. He's not. I mean, even Ohtani at some point is going to do both. He's going to pitch and hit.
Right.
Well, I'd ask for David to read some ticket text, but David is currently yelling at Wojo in the bullpen area, and Kenny is already headed to the dive bar this evening. No joke, he really is going to a dive bar tonight. David, a few ticket texts before Wojo comes in. With Jeff, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. He's trying to get Bryce Underwood to Michigan. I am not sure why anyone would buy season tickets if it's this way. They continue to operate this way, I would not buy the tickets.
Just remember, what they do and what they say can be two completely different things. But we are in the world of reacting to things right now. We're not going to sit here and ignore it. I don't like anything I'm hearing right now. I don't think it makes me a bad person. And I'm not sitting here dropping a bomb on the team. But if these things are true, you're like, yeah, I'm not interested.
Very concerning.
It's no different than me looking at a movie preview and going, nope, not for me.
Yeah, well, that's a good way of putting it. You don't see the whole movie.
Right.
But you see a glimpse. And you could either say, I'm buying in or
but people flip out because they think it's like, they think Scott Harris is going to pay their mortgage, so they got to defend it. It's like, well, you don't have to defend nothing. I saw the movie trailer. I didn't want to watch it.
Man, Mike, that is a really good analogy because, yeah, I've seen people who say a trailer and it's like, take my money. I'm in.
There it
can't
is.
Can't wait.
That's right. So I can't figure people out. That's all.
Just name me, okay? Yes, I said that when I saw Gladiator 2, okay? When I saw the trailer.
I was going to say, Mike, you're not into it. It was like every Marvel back in the day when every superhero movie came out, you were like, yep, and I'm going. Gladiator 2, you're on your own for that.
I don't understand. Why? Gladiator was a fabulous movie. Who asked for a part two?
Let's make a sequel to 7 and call it 8.
Right.
Because, you know, we'll you know find what Gladiator out what's in
is?
The box.
Gladiator 2 is Big Noon Kickoff. Something no one asked for.
I can't wait to see it.
You know what, David? I got a feeling it's going to be like that fourth Matrix movie. Waste of time.
Oh, that was a waste of time.
Or yes. Godfather 3.
Total embarrassment. Yes.
Total embarrassment. But you while enjoy
get,
that.
While they get ready, let me read this. The man bag is real. I saw with my own eyes tailgating at the Ohio State-Michigan State game. Hashtag man bag from Kyle in Plymouth.
You have a man bag?
He has a tailgate bag. He sashays Whoa. Between tailgates. And he has he could bring a backpack, but it's more of a fashion bag. It's very exciting stuff.
It's like, a smaller backpack.
It's a merce? A man
no,
purse?
It's just a smaller backpack. It's
a merce. That term seems maybe a tad offensive.
Merce?
A merce. Man purse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, it's
just a bag.
Understand. It's not a judgment. I don't think Rico is wrong. I'm simply saying he doesn't bring any old bag. He's got a very fashionable
is
man
it a satchel?
Is it like a Louis Vuitton?
It's a satchel,
I can't comment
isn't it?
On that. I'm not going to out this guy. It's his prerogative what he wants to buy.
It's a Kroger bag.
No. No, it is not.
You guys do a lot about what Rico brings or uses because it wasn't too long ago. You guys talked a lot about the silver bowls.
Where is the silver bowl?
He don't mess with the silver snack bowl no more. He's got a streamlined snack box now.
You know what? Because you chase him away from it because you make fun of it.
Exactly. You embarrass him.
Listen, right.
There's nothing embarrassing.
Yeah, that's it. We're acting like he's not sitting right here.
Right.
Poor Rico.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to... Are you guys going to bicker?
We're going to bicker. Only if Rieger irritates me. But no, we'll
just remember what I said to you 10 minutes. Find a middle ground.
You don't like the middle ground. What do you want us to do?
The middle ground really doesn't sell.
Yeah, that's Mike.
Doesn't
Come on,
resonate.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Kumbaya.
Come together. Yes,
that's
on
compromise.
My middle ground.
Exactly.
Please. We'll get in a little bit to the Baez thing, which...
See, I don't like that tone.
Patronizing and downplaying it, right? That's what I'm doing. Yes, I am. But I would... Whatever. Well, we can argue that
if you
want. Can't
you just... Here's what I want to do. No. Rieger, put the list of everything we're hearing.
Yeah.
And it's all...
Oh, I got that list,
it's
by the
all,
way, in my
If it's true, I think the idea is, Bob, not only going through what you think is true or not, but assume it is true for a moment... What is your reaction?
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
We've arrived at a good place.
Okay, but do not mislead people. Rieger started with like, he's the shortstop. He's already in. They've already said it.
Well, they didn't give us another plan. They just said.
This show did not do that.
No, he did. And the quote says, if he comes back, well, of course that's what they're going to say. They're not going to say, even if he's better, we don't want him.
But why don't they put a little more thinking of it into that? Like, it's not just on the whiteboard. There's no other plan. It's Sweeney and Baez. Right.
I'm going to leave you two to it. All right.
The whiteboard is a clue again. That it's only...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.